This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. All right, welcome to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. We love hearing from you. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. If you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to let us know how you're dealing with COVID-19 and the coronavirus and this coronavirus crazy historic uncertain time that we're all living in. We want to hear from you. 844-236-6010 is our number today and every day on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in the bottom of the in our next segment. At the bottom of the hour, we'll be speaking to Aaron McCormick. Aaron McCormick is an entrepreneur, and he's written a very cool book called Unbounded: Journey to Your Within. Aaron is a true American success story, author, entrepreneur, inspirational speaker. He's an artist, and he has got a really cool story to tell. We're going to talk to Aaron McCormick at the bottom of the hour. Unbounded is his book, Journey to Your Within. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. We got lines open for you. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. That's brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products, or even better, sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. For a one-time $30 fee, you can be in business for yourself. Now is a golden opportunity to start a home-based business. We should all be thinking about a home-based business, especially if you've been affected economically, financially, if you've had your business closed because of this whole coronavirus thing. Now's a really good time to start thinking about, actually now's a good time not to do more than start thinking, to actually participate in beginning a home-based business. The longevity home-based business opportunity is ideal. If you're interested in health, if you're interested in nutrition, if you're interested in changing lives and impacting other people at the level of good health, which is the most fundamental level of being there is, nothing else matters if you're not healthy. If nutritional supplementation has helped you in your life and you want to pay it forward, please call 866-735-2470, ask about the longevity business opportunity, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com and click on the Join the Team link. For a one-time $30 fee, you can be in business for yourself. Also, check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. We've got several specials running, including a Father's Day special at truthtreatments.com. Also have a skin health blog up at truthtreatments.com. All Truth Treatments were formulated in my compounding pharmacy designed to heal wounds and post-surgical trauma, to prevent scarring. As it turns out, when you prevent scarring, when you heal wounds, when you heal the skin, you get more beautiful skin, and that's the concept. That's the principle behind all of my Truth treatments, 100% active and functional ingredients. You shouldn't have to pay for ingredients you're not using, including tap water. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. And also, if you're interested in checking out our nutritional supplements, go to TruthNourishment.com. Thank you to Robert Lundgren for setting that up. All right, Aaron McCormick coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll take your phone calls next segment, 844-236-6010. There's been a lot of interesting stuff now about diabetes and COVID-19 from Medscape.com, which is a really cool medical website. The story unfolding is worrisome for diabetes and COVID-19, according to the American Diabetes Association's latest journal, Diabetic Care, Diabetes and COVID-19. Is the latest and one of the most important aspects of this disease. Quote, certain groups are more vulnerable to COVID-19, notably older people and those with underlying medical conditions, because diabetes is one of the conditions associated with high risk. The diabetes community urgently needs to know more about COVID-19 and its effect on people with diabetes, unquote. That's from that's from the American Diabetes Association's journal, Diabetes Care. Diabetes, to me, is one of the most tragic of all health challenges. It's considered to be the third leading cause of death, but when you factor in the fact that diabetes is linked to cancer, the second leading cause of death in this country, and heart disease, the first leading cause of death in this country, diabetes becomes the leading cause of death in the United States and worldwide. And considering that it is a lifestyle issue, people, it's a lifestyle issue. Diabetes is a food issue. Let's make no mistake about it. If you're on a prescription drug, you're taking a prescription drug to control a food issue. And I don't mean to be harsh about it, and I don't mean to be blaming the victim, but there's no one else to blame for diabetes. There's no diabetes bug that just attacks you from the outside. There's no diabetes dust that gets sprinkled on the top of your head from an angel. Diabetes is strictly a lifestyle health challenge. And, oh, by the way, diabetes, which is elevated blood sugar or poorly controlled blood sugar, is not really the big problem. The big problem is excess insulin, elevated insulin. Yeah, blood sugar is a problem. All right, we'll say blood sugar is an issue, but the really big problem is elevated insulin. In fact, existing insulin use has been linked to elevated death risk for COVID-19. That's another interesting point about blood sugar. In a retrospective study of 904 hospitalized COVID-19 patients done in China, it turns out the higher your insulin levels, the more likely you are to suffer from a fatal outcome from COVID-19. Of course, elevated insulin is associated with blood sugar. And again, it's an eating issue. And also a lack of supplements, a lack of nutrition. There's wonderful supplements you could take to help stabilize blood sugar. Diabetes or blood sugar issues. And you don't have to be diagnosed as a diabetic to be dealing with blood sugar issues. The diagnosis of diabetes is based on an arbitrary, made-up number. Pulled out of the air. Okay, not necessarily pulled out of the air. It's based on statistics. Nonetheless, you could still have messed up blood sugar and not be a fully diagnosed diabetic. My mom is suffering from peripheral neuropathy. She can't sleep at night. Her feet are burning. Her toes are burning. It's a miserable, miserable condition. Now, peripheral neuropathy is a classic sign of dysglycemia or messed up blood sugar. But because she hasn't been diagnosed as an official diabetic, her doctor doesn't feel like it has anything to do with the food she's eating. She doesn't feel like it has anything to do with the foods she's eating. And this all underscores a very, very important point. You don't want to go by your diagnosis when it comes to reevaluating and readjusting the things you do in your life. If you're dealing with peripheral neuropathy, folks, and you're older, I don't care whether you've been diagnosed as a diabetic or not. Your sugar's messed up. You can pretty much assume it. If you've got weight issues, I don't care if you haven't been diagnosed as a diabetic. The chances are pretty good your blood sugar's messed up. If you've been gaining, if you were skinny all your life and all of a sudden you're starting to gain belly fat, again, it doesn't matter if you've been diagnosed as a diabetic. Your blood sugar's messed up and you want to start to live accordingly. If you want to get better, you want to start to live accordingly, regardless of what your diagnosis or lack of diagnosis is. All right, we'll continue to come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. Aaron McCormick coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll take your phone calls next segment. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back after this.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Lines open for you. 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls. This segment, we're going to talk to Aaron McCormick.
about his book, Unbounded, Journey to Your Within. Aaron is an author, an entrepreneur, an inspirational speaker, and an artist as well, and he is walking his talk. This book is very interesting. You can check out his stuff, by the way, at aaronmccormick.com. We'll talk to Aaron in our next segment and take your calls as well, 844-236-6010. If you have weight issues, if you have peripheral neuropathy issues, if you have blood pressure issues, if you have kidney issues, if you have liver issues, whether or not you've been diagnosed as a diabetic, you can rest assured that you are dysglycemic. What does dysglycemic mean? Messed up blood sugar. You don't have to be a full-blown diagnosed diabetic to be dealing with dysglycemia, and this is why you always want to go by your symptoms. One of the major symptoms, one of the most important symptoms of dysglycemia, messed up blood sugar, is abdominal obesity, abdominal fat. Most of the time when we talk about whether or we assess whether we're obese or overweight, we're basing, from a medical perspective, we're basing the assessment on something called the BMI, or the body mass index, which is a relationship between weight and height, between height and weight. By computing height and weight, by taking your height and dividing it by the square of your weight, you end up with a figure called your BMI. The BMI is used as a standard for determining whether somebody's underweight or overweight or obese. Nonetheless, if you have a lot of muscle, your BMI is going to be high, and it's going to look like you're obese or overweight, but you're just carrying a lot of muscle. Athletes in particular who are carrying lots of muscle, because muscle is denser than fat, and can have a high BMI, which is completely inaccurate, at least in terms of making a determination on whether that athlete is obese or overweight. So the BMI is not a great way to measure great way to assess whether you're overweight. The BMI can give you a good estimate of body fat if you're not don't have a lot of muscle. But if you are a highly trained athlete with big muscles, you can have a BMI that's really, really high and not have any body fat at all. On the other hand, your BMI can fail to accurately reflect your body fat if you've lost a substantial amount of muscle. So the BMI is not a great way to determine whether or not you're overweight or not. That's what most doctors use. That's what insurance companies use as well. A better strategy or a better diagnostic assessment is on your abdominal fat. Abdominal fat is a big, big problem. There's two kinds of abdominal fat. You've got some of the fat that's located just beneath the skin. That's called subcutaneous fat. That's not as much of a big deal. It's not great, but it's not a big deal. The fat inside the abdomen, that's the big problem. That's called visceral fat. And it's fat that is located around and wrapped around your internal organs. And that's the real bad guy. The visceral fat is the biggest problem. The visceral fat releases toxins into the blood. Fat releases inflammatory chemicals as well as toxins. Toxicity is stored in fat, and fat is a source of inflammatory molecules. And these inflammatory molecules and toxins can get released into the bloodstream, go right into the liver. And this is one of the major reasons why people deal with what's called fatty liver disease. NASH, non-alcoholic steatohepatitis. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, NAFLD, is the other term. And it's a big, big problem. Some 30% of Americans are dealing with this fatty liver issue. And in large part, it's related to visceral fat that's located in the abdomen. And this visceral fat is a storage form of the sugar that we're eating. Mostly carbohydrates. Most of the visceral fat problems that we have are related to excess ingestion of carbohydrates, excess ingestion of processed foods, excess ingestion of sweets, desserts, sugar, soda pop, etc. And this is why I find diabetes to be so, so tragic. This is why I find dysglycemia, messed up blood sugar, to be so, so tragic. This is why I find fatty liver disease and all of the sequelae, the things that follow fatty liver disease and the problems, the health challenges that follow visceral fat deposition and the health challenges that follow dysglycemia to be so problematic. It is a lifestyle challenge. And if you are dealing with this issue, you are going to be more at risk for COVID. And all this nonsense, stupidity about hiding in your house and wearing a mask when we're eating the same kind of crappy food we've been eating, and not supplementing, not making sure we're getting the Mighty 90 essential nutrients, particularly the essential nutrients that that are associated with helping us process sugars is so problematic. Listen, forget the mask. Forget hiding in your house. Stop eating the sugar. Stop eating the processed food. Get yourself on the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients, particularly Sweeties, Chromium, Vanadium, MSM Sulfur, Alpha Lipoic Acid, Ultimate Niacin. These are all great, Ultimate Selenium, these are all great nutrients that help your body process sugar and help support insulin. The problem is not the bad guys attacking us. The problem is our crappy, nutrient-poor, and toxic food-rich lifestyles, not to mention lack of exercise, lack of breathing, and stress. If we really cared about health, we wouldn't be hiding in the house and we wouldn't be mandating masks. We'd be mandating vitamin C, or at least providing everybody with vitamin C and zinc and free gym memberships. This craziness with vaccines and drugs and hiding in the house. Just absolute scientific gobbledygook nonsense. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Time to hit the phones. Aaron McCormick coming up at the bottom of the hour. Let's talk to Bob in Minnesota. Welcome to the Bright Side, Bob. What's up?
Hey, Ben. Question on HIV virus. My understanding is that they never did find a vaccine for that, correct?
They're still working on one, I think, but no, I don't know of an HIV vaccine.
And our immune system, if it's well-tended and strong, didn't Magic Johnson...
Magic Johnson.
Immune system?
Yeah, it's a classic... That's exactly right. Just because you have a diagnosis of an infection does not mean you're going to be symptomatic. It does not mean you're going to have a shortened lifespan. It doesn't mean anything. And really, on its own, it doesn't mean anything. Just being infected. Now, if you're infected and you have a crappy lifestyle and you're smoking cigarettes and you're drinking alcohol and you're taking drugs, prescription and otherwise, et cetera, yeah, you might have a problem. But your point is very well taken. And listen, Bob, every time you watch on the news and they tell you about how many people are infected, they're fear-mongering for their own ends, either to get people to watch or to manipulate us in some way. The amount of people who are infected doesn't frickin' matter. How many? It just makes me so mad. The amount of people that are infected doesn't matter. It's the people who are symptomatic and people who have the disease. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But it's fine. I bring it up because my understanding is that over in China, they're bioengineering, manufacturing the COVID or the coronavirus with the HIV molecule to make it so that our T cells would be confused and not find the infected cells and thus, keep you sick.
Where did you read that somewhere?
Yeah, I wish I could see that article again, but I can't tell you.
Yeah, if you can find it, I'd love to read that.
It was from a Wuhan Post news article where they talked about the ORF8 protein molecule affecting the histoimaging molecule on the outside of a cell so that T cells would get confused and not find the cell.
I'd love to read about that if you find it. I hadn't heard that. I'm surprised
again.
Yeah, thank you so much, Bob. All right, we've got to take a break. We got Aaron McCormick coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump expected to unveil new actions against China today, tweeting one word about his plan this morning, China, in all caps. The LA Times says he's likely to focus on Beijing's crackdown on Hong Kong by imposing some relatively mild new sanctions. A State Department official, Morgan Artigas, says things have changed now that China's made it clear Hong Kong isn't autonomous.
And this is just a complete rejection of the basic law that China agreed to, not only to Hong Kong into 1997, but I would remind everyone that this was a UN agreement.
She spoke on Fox News. Violence escalating in the streets of Minneapolis during a third night of protests of the death of an unarmed black man while in police custody Monday. Last night, protesters not only clashed with police, but ended up setting a police station on fire, burning several other nearby buildings as well. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
An Ogden, Utah police officer is dead and a parole officer wounded after a shootout yesterday afternoon with a suspect who they'd confronted on the front porch of a home. That suspect was later found dead inside the home. It's unclear whether he was killed by police gunfire or if he took his own life. It looks like Republican National Convention organizers are working on a plan to keep it in North Carolina. And USA Radio's John Hunt has the latest.
Top officials from the Republican National Committee and the Republican National Convention sent a letter saying that the presidential convention will remain in Charlotte, North Carolina. This comes as President Donald Trump in recent days has threatened to move the convention elsewhere unless Democratic Governor Roy Cooper loosens some of his COVID-19 restrictions. Rona McDaniels, the RNC chairwoman, and Marcy Lee Kelly, the president of the Republican National Convention, have asked the Democratic governor to sign off on safety protocols, including pre-travel health surveys and thermal scans of all mandatory attendees. They're also requesting an aggressive sanitizing protocol for all public areas. President Trump has stated he wants to view all proposals by next week to make a decision. I'm John Hunt.
And for the first time since 1896, there will be no Boston Marathon this year. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh yesterday announcing he'd canceled the event because of coronavirus. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. Also, benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that one up. We've got a search engine at benfuchsarchives.com. If you miss a program or you want to review a specific topic, you can also check out Longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, videos, and lots of great health information at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds. Healing wounds is beauty. Health is beauty. as I like to say, and never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want ever in any of our True Skin Health products, TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest. Aaron McCormick is an author and an entrepreneur and an artist and a visionary and an inspirational speaker. His book is super cool. It's called Unbounded, Journey to Your Within. You know, I am all about success and motivational strategies on this program, and I love talking to people who not only walk their talk, but who share what they've learned. And that's exactly what Aaron has done in his book, Unbounded, Journey to Your Within. Please welcome to the bright side, Aaron McCormick. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, Ben. Thank you much, man. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you being on, and I appreciate what you've done. I appreciate your work. Before we get into the book, tell us a little bit about your story, because just hearing your story, just reading your story, I should say, is very inspirational. Why don't you share a little bit about how you came to write Unbounded and what you're all about with our bright side listeners?
Absolutely. Well, I didn't set out to be a writer. At least I didn't think I was. Later on, I would kind of realize that apparently that was always in the cards for me. More on that later. But essentially, as an adult, I've been a tech business person, executive, entrepreneur. Started when I was very young, probably my very low 20s. Excuse me. I did not have a degree. I'm black, for those on, obviously we're on radio, you can't see that. So I've had a few of supposed strikes against me, and even ending up in a career that is typically doesn't have a lot of minorities, at least on the business side, maybe on the tech side that's the case. After doing that for 20 years, 22 years, been very successful. I started making a whole lot of money at a very young age. In the sales side of the business, a lot of awards, one of the best in the world I became, which sounds very weird to say, but became a reality. But throughout that whole journey, Ben, what's been more, a truth for me is the empathic side and the desire to help others, which kind of translated into my ability to sell, and that's one of the things that made me so really successful. Always number one, even though my goal wasn't always to be number one. I always wanted to be the best that I could be. But, it just kind of converged in that way on the business side. But the book came because throughout my life, I had helped so many people inadvertently, meaning they would just bring random problems, challenges, situations, just like friends do, acquaintances do. They come up, and I would just begin asking some fairly introspective questions, just trying to understand them, their position, and what they're dealing with. And these questions would lead them to their own answers, to their own truth, and they would go away kind of knowing exactly what to do next or having a lot more clarity. And that's just happened in all categories of life, from people's career to relationships, themselves, personal challenges and issues that they've gone through. And late in my career, here in the past 3 years or so, it hit me that the money that I was making, I really had what most would consider in a very physical context, the perfect situation. I was working 25-hour weeks or so because I was good at what I did. I traveled the world, took the family on a lot of vacations, had Lamborghinis and mansions, the whole bit. And I was just unfulfilled. And I don't mean that like I was unhappy. Happiness is inside of you. So I was happy, but something was telling me this is not the extent of what I'm here to do. This is just kind of, it's not enough. And I started thinking, how can I do what's always been inside of me, what's always been happening on a more macro level than the onesie-twosie conversations? Some of these stories have been extraordinary in terms of the changes that people have been able to make from their own introspective answers that would come from the things that I was asking about or talking about. So I said, maybe I should write in a book. So in 2015, towards the, which ironically was the pinnacle of my earnings. That was the first seven figure in 12 months year. I was at IBM. I'd been there 7 years up to that point. And I was in Hawaii with the senior executive team of IBM. It's like the top 1% out of 400,000 people get selected. So it was about 3,000 of us that are there. And I'm telling my wife, this is probably my last job. And again, there was nothing unhappy about it. It was just clear to me that how many more cars, how much more anything. And I was feeling this way back in my 20s when I first started making any money at all or having any normal little decent car, all little things that we as men or women really care about materially. I knew even then that wasn't, the real answer. So I just finally stepped into it and started writing the book. And it came out earlier this year. So very excited to be trying to help and pay it forward, what's really inside of all of us.
Did I hear you say you had a seven-figure income in 12 months being a salesman for IBM?
Yes.
That's pretty
and before that, you know, way back in my 20s, I was $500,000, $400,000, and I was making weird money. I'm like 23 years old. I got neighbors, $1 million house, neighbors that are doctors, lawyers.
Wow.
They're working 80-hour weeks and stuff, and I'm sitting there like, this is like a twilight zone. Am I supposed to be doing this? That kind of thing.
All right, so there's all these people in the world who can't make money, who don't know how to make money, who aren't making ends meet, especially now with losing their jobs and losing their business. How do you, as a 23-year-old, you're making all this money, what do you want to tell people who are in financial dire straits and who want to turn it around? What can you tell people? Because obviously you have an expertise here.
Yeah, you know the interesting thing that is happening for everybody right now is there's a huge chance to organically have the things that you want, even though it's so dark and so scary and uncertain right now. I would say there's two paths to any sort of financial success, basically two paths. There's a vision path where you know exactly what you want to be and do, and it's really positioned, or it comes about by what's in the heart. So you're following a passion, and you'll do nothing but that thing. Those are those stories where you hear mega greatness, very young ages, or I mean like 5, 7, 10, people know what they're here to do. Or you have no desire. It brings you so much joy to do that thing. You'll be broke. You'll be sleeping in cars, et cetera. That's one way. That's the vision way. That's sort of the right brain way, meaning you're more creative or heart driven. Most of us are not that way. We're in a very dense reality. We have a lot of things around us that shape what we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to be, which is kind of what the book gets into. And so the other way that most people get to be successful is they just grind it out. They grind it, whatever it is, whatever they've been told will make money, they just kind of grind it out. And that's where most of us are. We're just at a job that we ended up at, a career we were told was good, or that we felt we had no choices.
Hang on to that thought, Aaron. We got to take a quick commercial break. I want to talk about that when we come back from our break, the distinction between this right brain way of accessing wealth and then grinding it out.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben, talking to Aaron McCormick, author of the book Unbounded, Journey to Your Within. Aaron, before we get into the book, which I definitely want to talk about, and it's an awesome book, by the way, continue with what you were saying about the distinction between grinding it out and using your right brain to become wealthy.
Sure. You know, I was just making the point that, you know, the two different paths, when we're grinding it out, that's where a lot of us are. We find ourselves just in careers or jobs that is supposed to give us the results that we want, and so we just do it. But it's not necessarily in the heart space. The thing about a tragedy or a situation that we all find ourselves now where we're forced to be still and we don't have answers, there's a lot of uncertainty. So all the things that normally block us from taking a step to do something that might be really inside of our heart to do, but we're scared because of money or bills or perceptions, all kinds of binders, as I allude to in the book, you now are facing them. You're already in that space. So this is going to result in a lot of good, believe it or not, for a lot of people who are able to become a little bit more introspective and decide, well, you know, if I've already faced one of the biggest fears of my life, right, which is, where's my income going to come from? What about my credit? Will I lose my house? Will I be evicted? When you've gone through all these things and you've come out okay, you start to say, well, why should I just continue down the path I was on if it was moderate to zero fulfillment? And so hopefully more and more people are going to say, let me just gradually start doing the things that I enjoy more internally. Because in this period, Ben, right, like none of us are shopping. So, you know, you're not getting the next cool clothes or watches or cars. None of us are looking at the next big movie coming out. There's a lot of distraction that has been minimized. So hopefully good things will come out of this period that we're in right now. More people do what they love. And when you do what you love, obviously, like attracts like. So positive energy attracts more of the same, and you'll just find more and more doors tend to open. And eventually you'll not just be wealthy by doing what you love with your time, right, which is the most valuable thing we all have is our time, but the money will also follow.
So is this what you're referring to when you talk about unbounded?
Yeah, so unbounded is the notion that the minute we're born, we start consuming energies in our household, in our families, people around our lives, TV, everything. And these ideals, expectations of what you can and can't do, how you should and shouldn't be, from masculinity to your femininity to your race, on and on and on, and behaviors and careers, all these things are external to what you and I actually were when we were born, meaning that, you know, two babies, all, you know, they can have very different personalities, the colors are very different. So that invisible spirit, essence, personality, spark, whatever you want to call it, is what we all originally were, and we gradually deviate throughout our lives to the point where many of us are really far from our original essence. Mm-hmm. We are accepting of relationships that otherwise are incongruent. There's friction, but we stay in them because of expectations and ideals and such. We're in careers. We're far deviated. And the point of unbounded means when you start to deliberately look at your life, your history, how you've been. There's a lot of introspective work and assignments that happen in the book where you will talk to family members. There's just a bunch of different things and circumstances where you'll rethink and you'll see from the past experience your current position and your trajectory, and you'll go, wait a minute, this is not in alignment with me. I've allowed this to become what I will do or feel or say or work at, etc. And when we start to adjust to the real self, the higher self, if you will, higher just means where you have more joy. What's more accurate? Because, you know, joy is a higher vibrational frequency. Fear and depression, all those things are lower. So that's how we get to the higher self. And the more you align with that, then the more you become unbounded, so to speak, meaning you have no more limitations that were external to what you really are.
And where does empathy fit into the picture?
Empathy is something that every single one of us were born as a strong essence or trait, part of our being, but to varying degrees gets managed out by the way that we have been not just raised. I don't mean that parents told us or taught us not being empathetic, but by the way our physical selves took in information of how the world works. So all of us naturally have this need, and you can even analyze babies and stuff. I mean, we obviously love ourselves. You can't love anyone else until you love yourself. So there's selfishness there, which is a good thing. Sometimes people try to make, you know, paint selfishness as being a terrible thing and try to be overly altruistic. No such thing as being too altruistic, because you got to love self first. But the very next thing is to serve others. And so after you've realized what brings you joy, real joy, not taught joy, which is what a lot of material things teach us. Material things give an experience, riding a bike or doing this or going fast in a car or whatever the case may be. It's usually a mental thing. Those high-end toys and stuff we have, purses for women, watches, whatever you want to call it, they give an ego pump, but they actually do nothing for the heart in terms of actual joy. So part of what we got to do is figure out what those real emotions are, because those are the things that are the most powerful. Those are things that are motivate us, what motivate others, and what enrich the soul. So empathy, I talk about in the book how, you know, when you are able to converge your joy, the things that make you feel great, with how it serves others, when you can deduce and understand the way that it then uplifts others in any kind of way. Like in my case, I became one of the best software, you know, enterprise corporate software sales guys, and a key thing was empathy. I mean, real empathy for the people, not just the senior executives I sold to, but for the people whose day-to-day was spent at a computer using some call center software thousands might use, and after they use mine, it would change how their day-to-day is. I mean, I really took an interest, and I cared, and I did that at all levels. So if a person is a, whatever you do for a living, right, if you can't understand and connect with how it's bringing somebody else up, then you're detached from literally half of your purpose. Half of your purpose is you. The other half of your purpose is to serve the rest of humanity.
Love it. Along the same lines, you spent a lot of time talking about romantic relationships, which I kind of found surprising in a book that was dedicated to self-help and financial wealth. Where does romance fit into all this?
It's the most desired, you know, it's like I got a 4-year-old, almost 5,
and a 2-year-old, and you start seeing very early on how romantic, you know, they don't even know what romance is. I mean, right, so this is is one of the fundamental things that we're here for. If we don't procreate or experience that sort of love, even if we're not heterosexual, that romantic love from someone else, we kind of feel lost. Like, I'm missing a big part of why I'm here. And what's ironic, Ben, is it's also the most least understood because we're taught in everything that we've read from children's books and prince and princess and get pretty, get handsome, become this outwardly certain thing, and then you get the prize of this other thing. So it's about impressing, if you will, or it's about being this thing so that you can get something else. And again, going back to the whole notion of connecting your own dots and understanding that it all starts with you. Most relationships that are unhappy, in conflict, it really has nothing to do with the other person. It has everything to do with us and what we decided to accept. And sometimes even when we think we're doing it out of empathy, Ben, like, you know, we could be in a – we've all been in a relationship, whether we're, you know, grammar school, high school, or adults, where you realize, I'm not having fun. I'm not enjoying this. But you'd stall at ending it because you don't want to hurt someone. So that's the natural empathy. It's great to have that. But when you stay in it, for example, for that reason, you're now killing two birds with a stone, right? You're hurting you, the other person. We're all energy. So they know whether you say it or not, they say it or not, they know that this is not a connection. Connection is energy. It has to connect on both sides. So they feel the same thing. They're probably just too scared to go there. Just the same. They're fearful of rejection, fearful of starting over, insecurities. So I talk about how there's no such thing as even a dumping. Nobody gets dumped. Both sides already know. They've always known whether there's a connection or not. We just tend to suppress it.
I wanted to get into that, Aaron. I wanted to get into dumping, but we're out of time. The book is Unbound, A Journey to Your Within. I highly, highly recommend the book. Aaron, thank you so much for being on The Bright Side, and thank you for your wonderful work. Really awesome book. Good job. All right, that's Aaron McCormick. The book is Unbound, A Journey to Your Within. You can check out his work at aaronmccormick.com. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Bright Side Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.